dimensions of God's word. I want to show you dimensions of God's word. Number one way, what is a dimension? The way you see something. Right? The way you view something. That's a dimension. The way something appears to you. So the first thing that marks the dimension of God's word, number one thing, is what? That you must first see the word of God as Christ himself. You must see the word of God as Jesus the Christ. John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word, John 1 please. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Verse 2. The same was in the beginning with God. In the beginning was the word. Verse 3. All things were made by him. Now you see, he gives that word a personality. The pronoun there he uses what? Him. And without him was not anything made that was made. So when you began reading, you would think the word was something written, a scribbling. But then in verse 3, it gives you a proper introduction of what he was saying. And he said, all things were made by, not by it, by, and without him was not anything made that was made. That means everything that was made by the word as a person. Read verse 4. In him, the word was what? And the life was the light of, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Verse 5. Sorry, 6. Quickly. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Okay, and all that story. Flip to verse 12. The word of God as Christ himself. But as many as received him, still referring to that word. Come on now. Come on now. Go to verse 11. Verse 11 quickly. He came unto his own, and his own received him. Who came unto his own? Come on now. Who is the one referring to here? Jesus. In Matthew, Matthew gives a natural genealogy of Jesus. Matthew is writing to the Jews. He's trying to establish that Jesus is the fulfillment of prophecies of the prophets. So he starts by tracing Jesus to Abraham. Traced him to Adam and to Abraham. But when John is writing the gospel, John does not care about the humanity of Jesus. He tells you where he came. He says, in the beginning is the word. It's end of story. He said, the word came unto his own, and his own received him not. Verse 12. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That means the word has a name. Manani go so far higher. What is the name of the word? Jesus. Verse 13. Which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So, the word became flesh. So, Jesus is the word become flesh. First John chapter 5. He said, there are three that bear witness in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit. So, prior to the birth of Jesus, there was nobody called Jesus in heaven. Hello. The only person we had in heaven in the Trinity is the Word. Bible says the Word became flesh. Why? The same John wrote in 1 John 5, there are three which bear witness. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit. That word in heaven became flesh, and it became Jesus. Come on now. So, your first way of seeing God's word is that this word is the same as Jesus. Jesus is the living word of God. Come on. Is what? So, John begins to explain what happened in creation. In the beginning was the word. So when God said, let there be light, or rather, light be. That was Jesus. God and his word are one. Jesus said, my Father and I are one. So Jesus is the living word. Number two dimension. The word of God is God's creative power. The word of God is God's creative power. When God goes to Genesis chapter 1, when God set to create, what God employed was the creative power called the word. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3. And God did what? Come on now. And God let there be light. And there was. How did God create light? Oh, yeah, yeah. How did God create light? By his word. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Everything God did after this point, he spoke them into being. Romans 4 verse 17. He said, the one that called let the things that be not as though they were, he calleth them. How do you call? With words. Hebrews 11. For faith, he said, now faith is what? The substance of things hoped for. Hebrews 11 verse 1. The evidence of things not seen. Verse 2. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Number 3. The word report there means testimony. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by. By what? The word framed there also means to create. It means to give form. The worlds, the aeons, were given form by the word of God. So that the things which are seen physically were made of things which what? Were not made, sorry, of things which do appear, or were made of things which do not appear. King James English Wahala. The point here is this, what you are seeing physically did not have a raw material. The raw material for creation was the word of God. Show me the raw material of fish. Show me the raw material of tree. Where did God make a tree from? He spoke them into being. Where did God get what to make a lion with? He commanded them to come out. He said, God caused every four-footed beast to come out of the ground. And do you know what? Scientists are still discovering new planets. Why? The energy of creation is still in motion. That word is still reverberating in eternity. In 6 days, for thousands of years, nobody has been able to unravel the mystery of God's creation. Those who have opened the human body will tell you that the human body is a realm. As in, you have to go there praying. You cannot open cadaver with normal eye. Those who are not born again, they go and drink, get high on drugs to open that body. Because you see, that body itself is a realm. Why do you think herbalists look for human parts for sacrifices? Because they understand that the body of a man is spiritual. Body is a realm on its own. The mystery of God in creating the body, it is demystifying. No scientist can unravel it. Yet, all God did was speak. Spoke. Everything that God created, Bible says by faith we understand. That the walls were framed by the word of God. How do we understand these things? By faith, we understand that the things which are seen were made from things which are not seen. That means for you to make certain things visible in your life, you must pull them from the word.
Oh, I didn't hear what I'm saying.
There are things you are praying about for them to become visible. It is in the word of God. So God's word must be seen as God's creative power.
I've shown you Hebrews 11. Genesis chapter 1.
John 1:3. Without him was not anything made that was made. Who is the him there? The word. Without the word was not anything made. That means all things were made by the word. The time is running, so I've got to run. Number 3. God's word is light in the dark. Light in the dark. John chapter 1 verse 5. Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light. Okay, let me read this one. It said, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Psalm 119 verse 105. Psalm 119 verse 105. Quickly. Rameniko sabela di hangos. Menekasizelevratilaskalabadishke.
You have to be faster. When Pastor Fred comes, you cannot be slow like this.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a what? Come on now. What is a lamp unto my feet? So, there are two things here I want you to see. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Two things there. That means, by the word, I have enough light so as not to stumble with my feet. Number two is that by the word, I can see a clearly defined path where I'm going. So, when you are trekking on a lonely path at night, in those days, they will carry what? Torch. They call it lamp. That's what they call lamp. Their lamp is not the one lamp we call our own lamp. Their own lamp was sticks. They will light fire on it like this. That is lamp. Not that kerosene one that you will be, your mother was frustrating you to change the wick. And you will cry while doing it. Praise God. Thank God for the advent of a rechargeable lamp. Many of us were delivered. Praise God. But the point that their own lamps were torches, they light it, stick with light. He said, the word of God is a lamp unto my feet. That means as I am walking, I will not hit my leg on a stone. Why? The word of God is that light. Number two is that it is a light unto my path. That means it shows me the path to walk in. Bible says, it is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. So, being able to walk is not the same as knowing where to go. Being able, having the strength to walk doesn't mean you know where to go. A car can run. You can raise a car from morning to night and the fuel will finish, yet no progress has been made. It is God's word that gives clarity to your path in life. No direction without the word. No definition without the word. As a matter of fact, our lives are defined in the revelation of scriptures. The word of God is an agent of prosperity. The word of God is an agent of prosperity. It is a media through which God conveys prosperity to man. Joshua 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not what? Depart from where? Come on now. But thou shalt meditate upon it day and that thou mayest do what? Observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, you see it? For what? Thou shalt what? Come on, talk to me. And then thou shalt have. How do you make your way prosperous? By putting the word of God in your mouth. It is the agency of prosperity. Psalm 1 verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, nor stands in the way of sinners. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. In it doth he what? Meditate day and night. It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He said, it will bring forth fruit in season. His leaves shall not wither. Whatsoever that man does will what? Where does it start from? That the law of God is his meditation. If you want to prosper in life, you must learn how to meditate on God's word. How to ruminate on God's word. Joshua 1:8 talks about it in the light of talking. Why? How do I know? He said, it will not depart from out of your mouth. Thou shalt meditate. The word there means to hagar. It means to roar. There are three levels of meditation. One is to ruminate it. To roll it over in your mind. That's one. That is good, but it's the lowest level of meditation. Number two is to mutter. Mutter under your breath the word of God. And the third one is to roar. Where you are charging with the word. That is still a meditation. If you stay at the level of rumination, you will sleep off. Some of you are reading Bible and after eating a bowl of pepper, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That is the next morning by 6 o'clock. But when you mutter under your lips, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Want, I shall not want. I shall not want. The Lord, why will I not want? Because the Lord is my shepherd. What does a shepherd do? A shepherd is the one that gives the cow food. Not only that, he takes the sheep to where it will eat. So if God is my shepherd, he will lead me beside the waters. Why? As a shepherd, I have no duty than to follow. The Lord is my shepherd. It doesn't just mean that God will drop things in your laps. It means that you will allow God to lead you. It is when you meditate, you can get that light. So the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The condition is that if you are not going to want, if God is your shepherd, you will allow him to lead you. Because if the sheep goes where the shepherd did not send him, hunger will kill him. The Lord is my shepherd. As simple, one of the things you can start with those scriptures you commonize. John 3:16, I know it now. But I say now, everybody opens John 3:16 and say, it's not for God's love the world. I give them you guys. Pause and meditate. For God so loved the world. I was referred to as the world. For God so loved the world that he gave me his only begotten son. He gave Jesus to me. Now I have believed, I will not perish. I have everlasting life. So when we are telling you are forgiven, it's not, we're not telling you because we want to hype you. It is what the scripture says. Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, a teacher of the law. I want you to go and get this movie, The Chosen. It's a season movie. It talks about the life of disciples of Christ. Other story facts that you're not seeing in the Bible, but very interesting. It depicted Nicodemus as a very highly respected teacher of the law. So you can understand when Christ said, if thou being a teacher of Israel, you don't understand these things. In other words, what have you been thinking, sir? You know, sir? He said, can a man, if any born again? Now, some of you here, you can teach Nicodemus born again. Now, it's what you know. What it means to be born again. Nicodemus, with all the law, he was a professor of the law. He didn't know what it meant to be born again. Doesn't it sound somehow? You feel like Jesus now. Eh? Someone say, you say this person, he has a PhD in theology. You now ask him, sir, be born again. Say, what does born again mean? How are we using it? You say, PhD theology, doctor of letters. You don't know what it means to be born again. Jesus said to him, he said, if I'm telling you of heavenly things, or of earthly things, you can't understand. He said, what if I tell you of heavenly things? That's not my story. The point here is this. Meditate on God's word. Give it time and attention. I promised you confession from the epistles. I'm working on it already. I will bring it out very soon. Wake up in the morning and confess those words. That's how to meditate. Take scripture and declare it over your life. Take Pauline prayers. What are Pauline prayers? Those prayers at the beginning of epistles that Paul wrote. Some at the end. Popular one, Ephesians 1:17. Since the day I heard of your faith, I cease not to pray for you and to give thanks that God give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, you may be able to know what is the hope of His calling, what is the riches of His glorious inheritance towards the saints, and what is the greatness of His power to us world who have believed, which He wrought when He raised Christ from the dead and set Him above principalities and powers, might and dominion, and every name that is named. Ponder on those scriptures. When you are doing that, insert yourself inside it. So how do you now praise that God grants me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him? The eyes of my understanding are enlightened. They're enlightened. Colossians 1 verse 9. Colossians 1 verse 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all what? And spiritual understanding. Next verse. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. So what are you praying? That I am filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And so I walk worthy of the Lord. I am pleasing to the Father. I am bearing fruits in righteousness. This is how you meditate on God's word. You speak them back to yourself. It was a law in Israel. When they sit down to eat, his scriptures. When they are going out, his scriptures. In fact, they will write some words and tie on the children's neck. As they are going out, they are reading it. Every Jew is wrought in scripture. It is a home practice. Today, parents want to leave their children's spiritual growth to the pastor. God didn't teach us that way. He taught that the parents be the first pastor of the child. As a Christian parent. And this will help you if you are still single. As many of you obviously are. And if Christ tarries and is coming, you will marry. You know, I've been saying this. You don't have to marry. Rebecca is like, pastor? Really? As in, really? If Christ tarries and is coming, and you are privileged to have children, rot them in scriptures. No matter what you are doing, keep giving them scriptures. You are setting their course. Until your children start asking for money for offering. Now you say you are just about to start. When they're not asking you money to go and eat biscuits alone. When I was pastoring the church, as I was about a year plus, and she just started walking then. And when she just started walking, they'll be displaying their skills. So as I called offering, I was on the pulpit. Somebody just ran after her. That's why I was wondering why you were running after her. She had my wallet in her hand. She was heading to the back where the offering basket was. And that money was for, you know. So the guy quickly saw her and ran after her. Because if the money entered the basket, I can't pick it out. That's why you shouldn't give offering and be collecting change. Prepare your offering before coming. If your offering is 100 naira, keep it. Don't come here and be dipping hands into our basket. It's wrong. It's the same thing as dropping your offering and going back to take it. Same thing. Don't do it. When you are coming to church, prepare what you want to give God. It's not a house of, it's not a bread exchange.
You now give offering. You now beginning giving sign. Stop for me. It's not godly. Repent in Jesus' name. To whom you may concern, even if it's not you, say amen for the person. That way we don't know who it is. Meditate on God's word. Give your attention to it. Number four, or number five? Is it five? Number five, the word of God is an agent of deliverance. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent forth his word and he healed them and delivered them from all their what? From their destructions. Sickness is a type of bondage. When God wants to deliver a sick person, what will he send? Words. And what are the words? Every matter of your life has a word to cure it. Isaiah 3 verse 5. He said what? He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Verse 4 says, himself bore our afflictions. Himself took our sorrows. What are you doing with what Jesus took? Huh? What are you doing with it? Let me ask your neighbor. What are you doing with it? If you take what doesn't belong to you, what are you? Huh? If you take what doesn't belong to you, what are you? Hey, chief. The sickness belongs to you. Why are you claiming it? That's my sickness. This is my stomach pain. You're a thief. Because Christ has taken it. Oh, come on, come on, come on. It is the will of God to heal you every time. And it is his will for you to even stay healed. And you won't need pill to trick your bum bum every time. Should we now say prayer should not have a job? Well, let her have job for unbelievers. Bible says, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will lay hands on the sick. So there's a difference between those that believe and the sick. The believer will lay hands on the sick. The believer is not the sick. He lays hands on the sick. Tell yourself, I am the believer. I am not the sick. I am the healed, maintaining my health. When you are sick, it is that the devil is trying to steal your health. What is disease? The absence of ease. This ease. The loss of ease. Let them not say in Zion, I am sick. It is God's word that exposes this to you. If you are sick in your body, cast that thing out. See, hey, 1 Corinthians 6:19. Anyone who allows sickness in their body is the same as a person who allows sin. I'll prove it to you. What? Know ye not that your body is what? Which is you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own. Next verse. For you are bought with, come on, you are bought with what? What's the price? What is the price? The blood. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You have to glorify God in your body and in your spirit. In this scripture, it says any man who fornicates sins against his own body. Why? Because the Holy Ghost inhabits your body. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And when Jesus died, two major things were cured, as we see in Isaiah 3 verse 5. Your sins were forgiven and your body is healed. So when sin is coming to you, do you embrace sin? Huh? Come on, talk to me. You walk away from sin. In the same vein, you are not to allow sickness to stay in your body. If sickness is in your body, you allowed it. Somebody's angry now. If you are sick, you allowed it. If you are broke, you allowed it. Hear this. If you will not allow sin, then you will not allow sickness.
The moment you start seeing the symptom, cross it out. Why? By his stripes, ye are healed. Matthew 8:17, quickly. Matthew 8:17. Let me show you what Jesus did to sickness. Remember I said, it's the agency of what? Deliverance, God's word. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken. Read verse 16 quickly. When the evil was come, they brought unto him many that were what? Possessed with devils. And he what? Cast out the spirit with what? How were they delivered? Come on now. By what? And healed all that were sick. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, he sent forth his word and healed them and delivered them. Matthew 87 says, he cast out the spirit with his word and healed all that were sick. 1 Peter 2:24. You have no business being sick. 1 Peter 2:24. Who is own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Look at the colon there. The colon is saying that it's giving meaning to what was said before the word after the colon. Come on now. He said that ye, being dead to sins, should live unto what? By whose stripes you were healed. It means in the same way you are dead to sins, you are dead to sickness. Oh, yeah. In the same way you are dead to sin, you are dead to sickness. Come on, say my body is dead to sickness. Say my body is dead to sickness. If you are dead to sin, you are alive unto righteousness. It means you are dead to sickness, alive unto health. So I walk in divine health. I live. Say it. Are you afraid of? Are you afraid of saying this? And let me tell you when is the best time to say it. When you are not feeling symptoms. Don't wait until you start having headache, migraine. I'm walking in the bad health. You may as well go and take drugs. But when there's nothing, start declaring it. Right now, wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I thank you. I present my body sickness free. The same way you present your body sin free, present it sickness free. I am dead to sin. I am dead to sickness. When sickness jumps on my body, it has no resting place. You are the healed, and the devil is trying to steal your health. God's word is what reveals this to us. It is the agency. Time is fast. I can't go into the next part, so I'll just close the first one. The word of God is the spoken wisdom of God. Psalm 119 verse 97. 200 quickly. Psalm 119 verse 97 to 100. Thou through thy commandments have made me wiser than my enemies. Psalm 119 verse 97 to 100. Thou through thy commandments have made me wiser. Verse 98 quickly. Thou through thy commandments has made me wiser than my enemies. For they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. What is the commandment there? The word of God. Thou through thy word have made me wiser. We grow wiser by the word. Did you hear what I'm saying? The word of God, if you give it attention, will make you wise. It will increase your IQ. I tell you something. Why was Jesus referred to as a wise child? At the age of 12, he was arguing scriptures with Pharisees. He wasn't arguing as in tackling with them. He brought a superior argument. Did you hear what I'm saying here? He wasn't contending and saying, no, it is wrong, it's right. When he was talking, he spoke as an authority. Notice, Christ never went to a formal school in those days.
Yet he earned the title rabbi.
How do you know, sir,
that he didn't go to their school? He was going to synagogue to go and read scriptures.
How do I know? Acts chapter 4. When Peter spoke before the Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin is made up of two sects, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The Pharisees are strict in the law, but you see, they believe in the raising of the dead. Sadducees are strict with the law, but they don't believe in the raising of the dead. That's why when Paul stood before Agrippa and the Jews, when they called him to testify before a Sanhedrin, he said, the matter I am being judged about is about because I said that the dead will rise again. Pharisees said, but what has the man done wrong? Sadducees said, no. Counsel, scatter. Panel, scatter. May God give you answers that will put your adversaries in disarray. I digress to enter prophetic. May God give you answers that will put an interview panel in confusion. And when they are done, they will not say, oh, just enter, give him. These guys, your Allah is too much. Just give him a job. Your amen. I don't know. Is it that you left amen at home? So Peter stood before Sanhedrin, and when he spoke, he said, this man did not go to school. The only thing they could take note is that he had been with Jesus. That means going to school in those days was equal to being with Jesus. Why? The word of God will make you wise. Jesus himself is the word. Is the wisdom of God. When you see Christ in action, it is the wisdom of God in play. The word of God is life. John 1 verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Practical example, Ezekiel 37 verse 7 to 8. Son of man, can these bones live? He said, Lord, thou knowest. Son of man, prophesy to the dry bones. He said, and I prophesied as I was commanded. And when I prophesied, bone began to locate bone. The word of God gave life to bone. The word of God can give life to your business. Can give life to your marital life. Can give life to your body. Why? He is life. The word is life. The word of God endures forever. It does not have an expiry date. You didn't hear what I said. So you can go back to 2019, where we gave a prophecy that we are fruitful in the land. Space is made for us. Reactivate that word and still have the benefits. You can go back to 2020, consistent victory and undeniable proofs, and activate that word and get the result. Why? Once God's word is out, the energy reverberates eternity. Psalm 119 verse 9. Forever, O God, your word is settled in heaven. 1 Peter 1:24-25. He said, you are born not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed, which is the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Heaven and earth will pass away. He said, the heaven shall be wrapped up like a garment, the earth. He said, but not one jot of my word. God's word is till eternity. When time ceases to count, that is how long God's word is potent. Until we cross over to eternity, where we now face the word face to face, the word of God is that powerful. Did God tell you something 5 years ago? It has not expired. You didn't hear what I'm saying. Did God tell you a word 3 years ago, 3 months ago? That word is still as potent as when you first received it. Why? He is the same yesterday. He is the same today. He is the same forever. He has no expiry date. What did God tell you last week? Don't throw it aside. It is still in motion. Some of you, there are words that are spoken over you, that some you start seeing them in your children. That's the energy of words.
it has gone into your future. And that future for some of you might be the next 1 hour. That future might be in 5 minutes time. It might be in 1 month's time. But not it. Not one jot of his word will fail. It is the word that liveth and abideth forever. If that word is in you, you abide forever. Because we don't really die, we just change address. Paul said, we shall not all sleep. He calls death sleeping. Some of you at 90, you just sleep and wake up on the other side. I told you, me, I want 85. 85 is good. Just check out. I'll leave my wife to handle the rest. Can join me in 5 years' time. I dash you 90. I take 85. Praise God. So that you still have people to mentor before you come. I say, babe, yeah, sure. You don't say it. 5 years' time, you don't say, yeah, sure. Praise God. I'm talking about death like this. Life and death, they are yours. See, it's in your pocket. The word that liveth and abideth forever is in me. He said, with long life will he satisfy me and show me his Yeshua, his salvation. With long life, he will satisfy. That means you can only say you are okay when you are satisfied. You shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. With long life, he satisfies you. The word of God is forever. It does not expire. The word of God abides forever. Habakkuk said, though it tarries, he said, wait for it. For in the end, it will speak and not lie. It abides forever. What has God told you? Hold it. Hold it like your life depends on it. Hold it like the way a drowning man hugs a lifesaver. Why? God's word is your lifesaver. Saving lives till the time when time was not counting. Saving lives since the day when time was not existing. The word of God. Everything that came into existence came by the word. That's why those prophecies I spoke over you, if you are smart, you go and get the person that recorded them and begin to say them with me. That's what is called prophesying with the prophet. Wake up in the morning, you blast your day with it. After praying hot tongues of 30 minutes, 1 hour, you open prophecy. Pa, 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 pa. You step out like a lion, looking for what prey to tear. You want to sleep at night, you market the copaya. You take prophecy. Ha, ha. Go to Isaiah. Isaiah 40 to the end. 40, 41. Mark them and begin to radakaba on it. See, the devil will give it for you. Devil can argue anything. But when you bring God's word, you have brought a superior argument. God's word is not your village tradition. Our people say it's not the word. You don't tell devil, our people say, what do they know that he doesn't know? The only wisdom that superrides, that overrides the devil's wisdom and antics is God's word. Rise to your feet. He came to Christ while he was fasting. The devil can attack you anytime, even when you are fasting. Eh? When did he tempt Jesus Christ? During fasting. He said, if I fast, they won't tempt me. You lie. He tempted Jesus when he was fasting. Jesus, not Jesus, was tempted during fast. What was the reply? It was not the fasting that was the reply. What kept him from falling wasn't the fast, though. It is the word that he knew. The fast was to discipline him, but the deliverance was by the word. Convert these stones to bread. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of the Lord. What is your sustenance? The word. The word. Say, I live by the word. I'm sustained by the word. I make progress by the word. I succeed by the word. I prosper by the word. Come on, declare. I live by the word. I advance by the word. I multiply by the word. I increase by the word. In the name of Jesus. Come on, declare it now. My increase is by the word. My advancement is by the word. I make progress by the word of God. I advance by the word of God. Come on, declare it. Don't keep quiet. Declare it.
I'm like a tree by the streams. I'm bearing fruits, my leaves are green. All that I do is prospering, oh God. I live by your word.
I live by the word. I live by the word. I live by the word. I live by the word. He upholds all things by the power of his word. I am kept by the word. I'm preserved by the word. Nothing dies in my hands. Why? The word of God is alive in me. Glory! Glory, glory, glory to God.